Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word. Just to rest.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 27th day in the month of August 2025. It's a brand new day and we are grateful to God for another day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, God is no respecter of persons, no respecter of persons. Our info today is taken from Hymn 16, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel 13 to 15. Ezekiel 13 to 15, our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 2 verse 11. Romans chapter 2 verse 11, which says, for there is no respect of persons with God. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5 to 13. Matthew 8 from verse 5 to 13. From verse 5 it reads, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was truly amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is no respecter of persons. Our manual today reads, God is no respecter of persons, like we say in Acts 10 verse 34. Whatever he has done for somebody else before, he can do for you also. For example, in 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 8 to 16, there was a widow who had only one meal left. God paid her a visit and that final meal lasted another 3 years. In 2 Kings 4 from verse 1 to 7, there was another widow who had only one pot of oil. The Lord moved in her situation and the oil kept multiplying until there was enough to sell to pay all her debts and live on for a lifetime. If you've seen God do something you desire for somebody, take that as an assurance that he can do the same for you. When you come across an account of a kind of miracle that you desire in the scriptures, rejoice because your own miracle is on its way. As long as there is children, God isn't partial to anyone or any type of people. All that matters to him is that you believe, because all things are possible to those who believe. Like we see in Mark 9 verse 23. God is a God of principles, and anyone who follows his principles and has faith in him will experience his goodness and power. Jesus couldn't do many mighty works in his hometown because of the people's unbelief. Like we see in Matthew 13 verse 58. Even though they were his townspeople, as long as they didn't have faith, they couldn't receive miracles. Unbelief closed the doors of miracles to them. And Jesus, who had the Holy Spirit without measure, like we see in John 3 verse 34, could only heal a few sick people, like we see in Mark 6 verse 5. No matter how close you think you are to God, if you harbor unbelief, you may limit what God can do in your life and through you. When someone has faith, regardless of the fellow's nationality, ability, or status, he or she will experience great miracles. When Jesus was on earth, while some Jews and some Gentiles were receiving, while some Jews were dying in their sickness because of their unbelief, some Gentiles were receiving jaw-dropping miracles. The centurion in today's Bible reading is an example of Gentiles whose faith attracted miracles. He understood that distance isn't a barrier when faith is present, and Jesus was amazed at his great faith. Beloved, if you have faith in God concerning a miracle you've seen or read about, God is able to replicate the same in your life. It doesn't matter how terrible your situation is or the obstacle that surrounds you. If you believe, you will see God's glory at work, like we see in John 11, verse 40. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God is no respecter of persons. He only respects and responds to the principles and our faith. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And now, can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear a voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.